Hello and welcome to the Cyphered Podcast, where I will talk to you about the most important events of the 1980s. I've gathered plenty of information for you today to learn new things you probably didn't know about the 1980s. I'm going to talk about 80s fashion, music, politics, slang, important live events, etc. I'm going to talk about everything here today on the Cyphered Podcast. Let's talk money. One quick fact, in 1980, if you have $100 converted from 1980 to 2018, it would be equivalent and be the same buying power as $321.41 in 2018. Annual inflation over this period was about 3.12%. In 1980, a gallon of gas was $1.19, and by 1989, it was 97 cents. Toys and games are an important part in the development of any individual, and it could say a lot about a person, community, or even a generation. Some toys and games from the 1980s are the Rubik's Cube, Nintendo NES, Simon Says, Mr. Potato Head, Game Boy, Lincoln Logs, and Cabbage Patch Dolls, which are among the most popular. Moon Shoes, Bubble Mower, and Rock'em Sock'em Robots may be less popular, but no less fun.
Nintendo Entertainment System. When you master Rob, the video robot, and meet the challenge of Gyromite. When you shoot the light-sensing zapper. When you play the system with the most arcade hits, you're playing with power. The Nintendo Entertainment System. Now you're playing with power.
Early 1980s fashion were very similar to the late 1970s. The early 80s were somewhat subdued in color, where we see a lot of browns, tans, and oranges in many clothing. Blocky shapes were everywhere, and dressing like a tennis player was the cool thing to do. And by the mid-80s, pop music stars like Cyndi Lauper were ushering in an entire new style, one that many people associate with the 1980s to this day. In the 1980s, fashion can be condemned for its creativity and unique style. Slang was totally righteous in the 1980s. Obviously, looking back at 80s slang is an interesting way to notice how the slang of yesterday connects with the slang of today. Some slang words like bad, righteous, cowabunga, psych, rad, and especially gnarly, which means distasteful, distressing, offensive, and gross, were the things to say during that time. Some words like gag me with a spoon, bag your face, have a cow, barf me out, and eat my shorts are slang words that no one uses anymore and probably forgot about.
Music in the 1980s was all about image, and with the advent and popularity of MTV, the images that accompanied artists became more important than ever. The 1980s reflected the beginning of a period of great income, disparity, and a focus on affluence was reflected in the music. There was also several new genres that popped up, including hip-hop, new wave, and hair metal, all of which have influenced music today. Popular musicians are Madonna, Michael Jackson, Prince, Metallica, David Bowie, Cyndi Lauper, Whitney Houston, AC/DC, Def Leppard, Journey, Van Halen, and many more great bands and musicians.
In American politics, the 1980s was the decade of Ronald Reagan, who was elected president in the 1980s and succeeded by his vice president, George H.W. Bush, in 1989. His vision of the nation and his conservative agenda shaped the economic and political fortunes of the United States throughout the decade and even into the next. From the beginning of his time in office,
Reagan conducted foreign policy according to the belief that communism was the enemy, and any enemy of communism was a friend of the United States.
Talk about caring for older Americans. To me, caring is when a president understands how vital it is to protect you from inflation. Inflation is the enemy of everyone living on fixed incomes. A president who says he cares, but allows inflation to rob you of your savings, well, to me, that's not caring. We can control inflation. We did it in California, and we can do it for America.
The time is now for Reagan.
Sports in the 1980s were dominated by a few. The names will ring on in sports history forever. Athletes like Joe Montana, Magic Johnson, and Wayne Gretzky dominated their respective sports in the decade. There was also several sports moments during the decade that still resonate today. In one of the most dramatic upsets in Olympic history, the underdog U.S. hockey team, made up of college players, defeats the four-time defending gold medal-winning Soviet team at the 13 Olympic Winter Games in Lake Placid, New York. The decade of the 1980s tended to consolidate the gains made in the 70s rather than to initiate any new trends equal to the large number of disaster movies, buddy movies, or road cop movies that characterized the previous decade. Designed and packaged for mass audience appeal, few 80s films became what could be called classics. Some 80s classics are Ghostbusters, Back to the Future, The Little Mermaid, The Outsiders, E.T., The Empire Strikes Back, Return of the Jedi, The Karate Kid, Top Gun, and many more great movies that will be officially known as classics. Well, that's it for this podcast. Thank you for tuning in today. Be sure to tune in next week and listen to more on the Cyphered Podcast.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.